T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. And I mentioned that I had to go get my car tags renewed just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And while my car is, it's not a brand new car, so the property tax bill wasn't a huge deal, but it still just kind of irks me.
Yeah.
It just irks me. I bought the thing cash. Okay, so I own it. It's mine. And I still get billed for owning it every year.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And you get, I mean, you pay taxes on the gas to drive.
Right.
Like,
there's a sales tax when you sit. Now, I bought it from a relative, so I don't, there wasn't really much of a sales tax at that point. You can transfer those, but I still get. Yeah, there's initially. So if I were to go buy something from, you know, one of the dealers here, I'd pay a big sales tax on it. Mm-hmm. And then there's a list of everything that you're paying for it, but I have to do that every year or else I can't get my tags renewed and everything that goes with that. So,
and then you have to remember where it is and.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the paperwork was.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. But see, to me, property taxes are the most immoral way to raise money by the government, because it's making you basically pay rent on something you own. But if there's a school board member of any district anywhere who's listening right now, they're really mad at me because property taxes is what funds their school district.
Sure.
And it funds, you know, fire departments and libraries and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's a question. Would you vote to eliminate the personal property tax? Would you do that? Because that might be a decision that you have to make next year or that you'll be asked to make. And joining me right now is Gary Nolan. He's the president of Stop Taxing Our Personal Property, or STOP. And Gary's also a really popular radio host in Columbia on 93.9 The Eagle. Gary, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Good morning, Michael.
And so what is it? Now, clarify what it is you want to put on the ballot. So you're talking about eliminating the property taxes of all of our property or just certain things?
No, just the personal property tax. I think, as you explained a few minutes ago, it's egregious that you pay your tax when you buy it. You pay for your registration, license plates, you pay your gas tax, but then we turn around and tax your car and farm animals and all this other stuff on an annual basis. And it's a very expensive tax to collect because they send out paperwork and they force you to fill it out and you send it back and then they send you your bill after they've appraised your personal property. Then you pay it. And if you don't, you can't renew your license plates. If you can't do that, they take your car, they catch you driving, you lose your job. I mean, this is just a horrible bill or a horrible tax. And most states that have a personal property tax are getting rid of it. We can too.
So what would, now one of the arguments, as I just kind of alluded to, Gary, is that I look at the bill, I don't like paying it, I don't think I should have to pay a property tax at all, but I look at it and school district and maybe a fire district or an ambulance district, a library district, all road, who knows, all kinds of different things, and people could say, Gary, but we like our schools, we like our libraries, we like these things, how are we going to pay for that if we get rid of that tax?
There are a variety of options to replace this tax. And other states do it successfully. If the other states can do it, we can do it. Whether you go to a sales tax and you pay a few cents more on every purchase throughout the year, or even if you add it to your real estate tax, it would be in a lower dollar amount, and it would be 12 monthly payments instead of one in November just when you want to go Christmas shopping. Let's stop doing this. Another option, too, I might point out. We have a plethora of counties. And the way we decided the size of a county was years and years ago was how long it took a judge to ride on horseback from one area of the state to the next. We have more counties and fewer people than they have in California. Let's, you know, combine some of those counties, cut the overhead. Maybe they don't even need the tax.
Gary, what's the advantage of paying the same amount of money in a tax, either through sales tax or a tax on real estate, versus that annual personal property tax? I mean, if we're going to pay it somehow, what's the advantage of switching to a different situation, a different method?
Well, there are two advantages, Mike. One of them is the cost of collecting the tax. If it costs you $4 to collect $10, you come up with a net $6. If you have to send out the paperwork, that's the paper, the ink, the postage, then you get it back in, and then you have to appraise every vehicle, farm animal, farm equipment, all of that stuff. Then you have to send it back again, paper, ink, postage. That's expensive. If you went to a sales tax or even a real estate tax, the dollar amount would be lower that they collect because the cost of collecting it would be lower.
One of the things I remember from my days on a board of aldermen is that governments really like kind of that guaranteed stream of income. You can budget, you know what's coming ahead, not just this year, but probably next year. But if we get rid of that, we're taking away a guaranteed stream of income, because you may or may not buy another house. You may or may not buy another big ticket item. Who knows? You may buy it from somewhere else. So is there a case to be made to say, listen, City Hall still needs to budget for your parks and your streets and your police and all that kind of stuff. So isn't there a net gain for all of us by just keeping that property tax in place?
Actually, a net loss. First, let me remind you that other states have gotten rid of it. Most states don't have it, and they've all successfully collected all the tax dollars they need. If they can do it, we can do it. And with regard to budgets, I mean, if you can rely on a real estate tax and a sales tax, and we have been doing that in the state for years, then we can continue to do that and eliminate this tax. So it works. No matter what, it works.
Okay, you're looking to put this on the ballot in 2020. Are you in the petition gathering stage at this point?
Right now, we're in the money raising stage. We've got the ballot language approved. It's been scored. We have a copy of it on our website, which is stop2020, stopp2020.com. And we're on Facebook, same name, STOPP, Stop 2020. And if you can donate, that's great. When we get ready to petition, we'd love to have people circulate.
All right, Gary Nolan, president of Stop Taxing Our Personal Property, STOPP 2020. If you want to learn more, just do that. Gary, appreciate the phone call, or appreciate you checking in and giving us the update.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
All right, so what do you think? 314-241-9797. Would you be willing to vote to get rid of the personal property tax in Missouri? I'm Mike Ferguson. This is FM News Talk 97.1. Okay, so it looks like a lot of people have some thoughts on this property tax proposal. Good. That Gary Nolan, the president of Stop Taxing Our Personal Property, just talked about on the air here a couple minutes ago. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox, by the way. So what they are looking to do is put on the ballot in the Show Me State a proposal that would basically make it illegal for governments to charge personal property tax. So the property tax on your house would still be there. That's not going to change. But this would be property tax that you have to pay when you go to renew your tag. So on your car, mm-hmm. your motorcycle, if you're in agriculture, your farm equipment, all that kind of stuff. Your boat.
Yeah, boats.
Boats would be. So yep. You would not have a personal property tax on any of that. So there's a lot of people who have something to say about this. Let's get started. Rick, you are up first on FM News Talk 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. What do you think? Would you vote for that?
I'm not happy about the personal property tax. I bought my first brand new car ever, and I'm 50 because of the property tax. And I paid $1,200 to drive my new vehicle. I've always owned crappy vehicles, so it would be $48. But they're going to tell you, they're going to get you anyway. If you take it away, they're going to charge you, like Florida, $400 to register your vehicle, and they're going to up every other tax. You can bet your tail on it. That's what they do. They'll take that tax away and just tax everything else to death, and you're still going to pay it.
Okay, so would you be a yes vote or a no vote then on it?
I would be a yes vote because, like you said, it's the American way, string it out in payments throughout the year rather than me having to come up with $1,200 at the end of the year and still not be able to pay it and borrow money in April to pay it with fines.
Yeah, got it. Hey, Rick, appreciate the phone call, and try to get a No, there's many calls as we can get in here on this. Let's go to Dave, who's up next. Dave, you are on FM News Talk 97.1. Are you a yes voter or no vote to get rid of the personal property tax?
Am I the one you're talking to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would have to be a no voter. Now, the reason is, sorry about that. The reason is everybody hates property taxes. I hate them. I pay a lot of them. But it's the thing is, Jefferson City hasn't said how they're going to make up the difference, like the previous caller just said. They're going to get that money one way or another. Now, if you take away property tax, they're going to make up for it largely in real estate. So you're going to kill the real estate market because they're going to get that money back somewhere. And like you say, maybe a much inflated cost of registering your car, your license cost. You know, sales tax, in my opinion, is the most fair thing because if you want to buy that, okay, you're going to pay your sales tax, pay it one time, then you use it up all you want.
All right.
But,
hey,
I hate property tax. I own a trucking business. I pay a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And I don't like them. You know, it's a huge expense to me every year. But the thing is, the small people out and around and say they you know, mom and dad want to sell lots off their place, nobody's going to want them because the real estate taxes are going to be just astronomical. I mean, this same kind of thing, I believe, happened in Oregon years ago.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Oregon one. I've got to get to the news here a second, Dave. I appreciate that. Okay, so we are at one yes vote and one no vote so far for the calls who are letting us know about that. But Gary said, he goes, yeah, you'll probably have to make up the tax somewhere else. His position, and you can tell me whether you agree or you disagree, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797, is he says every locality or county or whatever, they would have the option to do whatever it is they want. So they could increase sales taxes or they could increase real estate taxes or, God forbid, they cut some spending somewhere. But they could do that. And he says other states has done this, and that's true. I looked it up. There have been some states that do not charge personal property taxes on that. So we're going to get as many of your thoughts in on this as we can. By the way, my poll that I put up on Twitter a little bit ago, still some interesting results. Look at M. Ferguson Media. The question is, should the tradition of inviting sports champions to the White House end? Yeah, so far, people are saying, yeah, it should. At M. Ferguson Media. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox here on FM News Talk 97.1. More of your calls next. But if they're just getting up now and they're starting their day with Led Zeppelin, there are much worse days to start, ways to start your day off.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Catch back, St. Louis.
I'm Mike Ferguson, in for one Mr. Mark Cox, who will be back in tomorrow. Okay, so a couple minutes ago, we had Gary Nolan on. He's the president of an organization called Stop Taxing Our Personal Property, and he's trying to get onto your ballot, you show me state voters, you, a proposal that would outlaw the personal property tax. Again, wouldn't have anything to do with the tax on your house, but your tax on your car and your motorcycle and stuff like that. He wants to get rid of it entirely. Would you vote for that? John, you are up next. John, you're on FM News Talk 97.1. Would you be a yes or no vote?
I would be a yes vote. I think what people forget is that this tax is a huge deterrent on people buying new cars or boats. So a lot of people, keep a car a lot longer than they otherwise would because they don't want to buy a new vehicle and then have a huge personal property tax. A lot of people also avoid moving a residency into Missouri if they live on the border, or they maintain a residence outside of Missouri, but they actually live in the state so that they can register their vehicles elsewhere. And Missouri is not getting that tax revenue.
Yeah, John, you just kind of described to me. I mean, I drive an older car, and the property tax is a factor in whether or not I'd even buy a nicer used car, a newer one, or I wouldn't even consider a new car right now, just because, in part, because of the tax.
Exactly. And I mean, there's a lot of people who are, you know, say close to retirement age, who maybe they've been saving their whole life to buy a nice car like a Porsche or a Corvette or something else. And they might be having to make the decision, is it really worth it, knowing that they're going to be paying $2,000-$3,000 potentially a year in personal property tax if they buy a higher end version of those.
Yeah. Hey, John, appreciate that. Good points that you just made right there. Good call. Actually, I know some states, I believe it's Georgia, they don't put a personal property tax on senior citizens. And so the school districts throw a fit. They're like, hey, they've done their time with the schools mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing. But I have an uncle who lives in the right outside the Chattanooga area, but in I want to say he's on the Georgia side, I think. And he does not have a personal property tax. And that was a factor in him picking where to live because mm-hmm. he didn't want to keep paying that particular tax. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. Okay. It was, Denise, was it you that said off air just a little bit ago that you've already seen Toy Story 4?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Was it, how was the movie?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the first one.
You're asking the wrong person. I went to just have like some fun quality time with my kids and my husband, I guess. But I'm not really a cartoon movie person.
Yeah. I saw the first one because my kids were little when the first one. Wait a minute. The first one's like 20 some years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Which I actually do enjoy. I've seen all four of them.
I was going to say.
And the first one I would watch again. But the rest of them are, you know, they're fine.
Yeah. I want to say that I saw the first one with my kids. But I think that was out like after it was already on like DVD. And
1995.
Yeah.
Wow. That's when it came
okay.
out.
That's
insane.
Wow. So that was school. The.
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, that was a year before my son was born and a few years before my daughter was born. So yeah, they watched it when they were little, but it wasn't in the theaters. And well, anyway, the headline here, conservative group boycotts Toy Story 4 over lesbian scene. Do you remember a lesbian scene in there, Denise?
It obviously did not stand out.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay, so here's
oh,
what
that happened. Wasn't your favorite part.
Yeah. here's what's going on is a group called 1 Million Moms, which is part of the American Family Association. So this isn't just somebody throwing a fit on Facebook. This is actually a division of a really big group. They said that in the movie, and apparently there's a scene where somebody's picking up their kid from kindergarten. And in the background, while other kids are getting picked up, if you look really close for 2, 3, 4 seconds or whatever it is, one of the kids runs to their same-sex lesbian couple.
You mean
parents.
Probably how these people have kids that see the same thing at their own schools?
Right. Yes. And so they're saying that that is why they want everybody to boycott the movie, because it is a subtle normalization and trying to convince kids that it's okay to, you know, have same-sex households.
Were the women in the background like making out?
I don't think so. They would probably have sold more tickets. If no,
it's not that kind of movie.
Never mind.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I go and I'm cool with normalizing that. Like, parents are parents. If they have two loving parents, that's great. Any kid is lucky to have two loving parents. But I go with my aunt to pick up my cousins from school all the time, and the kids run up and hug us both.
Yeah,
we could have been in the background. We're not a lesbian couple,
right?
Women can't just be love the same child.
Yeah. See, that was my question too, because they put a screenshot up, and I'm like, I don't.
How do you
know
they're unless they're like making sure their rings are like up or they're holding hands or you know, I don't know.
Right, and so here's a quote from their social media post. Warning: a statement posted on the website says, and I'm quoting. I'm just quoting here. At the start of the movie, when Woody's new owner, Bonnie, goes for her first day of kindergarten, in the background, there is a quick scene where one child is dropped off by two moms. This is what the Million Moms group says. Later, I'm quoting again, the moms return to pick up their child, who gives them a hug. The scene is subtle in order to desensitize children, but it is obvious that the child has two mothers and they are parenting together. And so
I bet
this
you
is,
the kids don't even pay attention anyway. Mm-mm. And if they do, they'd be like, yeah, I've seen that at my school.
Yeah. And that's what they're arguing is it's so subtle and they don't notice it and they're trying to sneak it in. I don't think you're going to sneak in gay rights arguments at this point. I think
they've
got
they're there.
Pretty much out in the open.
Who are these people fighting against it?
Right.
Like, what are you fighting?
Yeah.
What is people having rights do for you, like against you? To assume that a child is better off with one parent or no parents than two loving parents that happen to be of the same sex is so ignorant to me. Like, just so completely ignorant to me that I can't handle people like that.
So they're trying to collect signatures to force Disney to, and again, I'll just
quote.
If
you don't like it, don't go see the movie.
Well, that's,
whatever.
I mean, again, like, I don't really care for cartoon movies, and my kids are both in college now, so I don't have to go see cartoon movies. So I would have never noticed anything about that. But the quote is, the group is collecting signatures to force Disney to, and beginning their quote, stick to entertaining instead of pushing an agenda and exposing children to controversial topics. So that's what they're arguing.
I do agree that lots of movies do try to push their agenda, but I mean, they're still movies.
Yeah.
So,
and choose your battles. Like, right. You have to dig deep for this one.
Yeah, this is, seems a bit of a stretch.
Well, and based on the picture that they screenshotted, I don't know if somebody just took a picture from the trailer or snapped something in the movie. I don't know. But again, that could be cousins or neighbors or I don't know, a baby. I have no idea why they were thinking it was obvious. But they acknowledge that it is a minor thing and you really have to look for it. But they're arguing that's the point. That's the point, is that they're sneaking it in on you and making it very, you know, very subtle.
Move along. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Now I'm all worked up for now you got me all worked up for the wrong reason. Like, just, Lord.
She's like, I'm going to go watch that movie 20 times now.
Well, see, and I agree. I think if I go to a movie, unless it's like some documentary or some movie that specifically says we're making a point about whatever, I agree that I don't want movies to beat me over the head with social justice warrior-y crap and all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't sound like that's happening in this one.
Right. That's for sure.
So, yeah, they may have, you know, you pick a fight on something that's tiny, then you're not taken particularly seriously if there is something more... Mm-hmm. Egregious. I don't know if you ever look at the Babylon Bee, which is kind of like the Onion, but it's run by a Christian. It's freaking hysterical. Even just their headlines. One of their headlines from the last day or so said Netflix under criticism for inadvertently having straight character in new series. You know, because they're so freaking I did it again. Social justice warrior.
People think I'm shutting you down.
No,
here.
I'm not. I talk with my hands and then I just hit the off button.
Too many buttons close to us where we can turn our mics off.
Yeah. Another headline is that they had was U.S. Women's National Soccer Team files lawsuit against unjust law of supply and demand, which was, I thought, great. All right. Tom Ackerman going to be heading our way here in just a little bit. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. This is FM News Talk 97.1.
Fine, like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Ackerman, not Ackerlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning. I always feel like I have to bring in a cup of coffee because we are powered by coffee.
They have good coffee here.
They are.
They really do have good coffee here, and they crank out like 5-6 pots at a time.
Thank you, Stelle.
Yes, 7 when I'm here.
They're ready at before we get in.
Oh, yeah. It's like ready before I get here.
A little before 4.
Stelly, baby. He's Line got up. That stuff going overnight.
All right. Awesome. That's the voice of Tom Ackerman, sports director at our sister station, KMOX. And Tom, I'm going to get to this in a couple of minutes. Why is Major League Baseball trying to destroy the game of baseball? We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Because
I'm up for that.
Yeah. They're experimenting with all these rules in the minor leagues, and some of them are just really, really dumb. But starting, though, the Blues, stars again last night at the ESPYs. It's great to see them get their due because as we get into the second half of the baseball season, hockey's just going to kind of be away from our mind for a while.
You know, a funny little backstory there is Pat Maroon's fiance. I believe that they call her fiance. That's Francesca, his fiance, said that beforehand they were backstage and she said no one here at ESPN knows anything about the NHL. She tweeted this. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but she said like that they couldn't find their green room or their little area because people thought that they weren't sure if the hockey players were actually the talent. Like they didn't recognize them. They didn't know the Stanley Cup champions. Does that mean that they're talent? Like they didn't get it. Like they
wow.
They found, felt kind of out of place, which is kind of a bummer.
Who are these ruffians coming to our show?
They did a great job last night. They got up there. They won comeback team of the year and then delivered Ryan O'Reilly a great speech and then paid tribute to Layla Anderson.
He even took his teeth out.
He did. Right. Took his front tooth out so he said he wouldn't spit on the celebrities in the front, and that got a laugh. But Ryan gave a great speech about Layla, about the St. Louis fans as well, but also dedicated it to Layla, who provided them a lot of inspiration and positivity. And I thought that connected very well with the audience. That's what you have to do. You know, I don't watch the ESPYs, really. I kind of avoid it. I've always seen it to be like an ESPN long ESPN commercial, but that's not what it was last night. I was actually very impressed with it, and I watched it because I anticipated the Blues would win, but I kind of got into it. Like, there were some really good human interest stories. I was impressed with how many celebrities and athletes they put in one room, and it was cool. It was like the Oscars of sports. I think I'm hooked now. I'll watch it next year. Maybe I'll try to go to that.
Yeah, when it comes to the comeback team of the year, I mean, there couldn't have been any debate. I mean, last place at the All-Star break to champions. I mean, that's not even, I don't even know who would cast a vote for any other team.
No question. It's one of the greatest comebacks in the history of sports. And Craig Berube did not win NHL Coach of the Year. So there you go.
Hmm. All right. So second half, the baseball season starting up. You know, I know that I've heard some people around town frustrated, you know, that the this is a really competitive division, and we're what, 2.5 back, something like that?
Two back.
And so this is a competitive division. Cardinals have the talent to win, but yeah, there's a little consistency issue going on.
Because they're 500, and nobody wins a division at 500, so they've got to pick it up. Now, they did in 06 win the division with only 83 wins. They were 83-78. But this is a division that is for the taking, and the Cardinals have a lot of work to do if they want to win this thing. But you know what? They set out in the beginning of the year, and what did they say? 2019, our goal is to go win this division. We are going in for the division. That's why we went out and got Paul Goldschmidt. They can't back off now.
No.
I mean, so the trade deadline's at the end of the month. They have to find a way to improve this team somehow. And in the meantime, the hope is that Paul Goldschmidt and Matt Carpenter get themselves together and go on a nice run. They historically are very good second half hitters. Very good. Goldschmidt was last year, and Matt Carpenter at the end of the All-Star break and through August was the hottest hitter on the planet. So maybe those two corner infielders can get it going.
Okay, let me look at a different aspect of baseball, because I am a traditionalist based, basically bordering on curmudgeon when it comes to baseball as a game itself. Major League Baseball is working with a couple of minor leagues. One, they have the computer strike zone and then calling in the call to the umpire behind the plate. The other one, there's a league, the Atlantic League, where they are trying out a new rule where the batter can try to steal first base at any point. If the catcher drops the ball or gets past him, he can say, forget this at bat and just run. In addition to talking about moving the mound back and all kinds of stuff, why is Major League Baseball
That's one
messing?
Way to beat the shift, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Exactly. Steal first base. No, that's stupid.
It's all stupid. And they're actually to the point where they're putting it into minor league competition and trying to take a look at this.
That's fine. If they want to put it in minor league competition and try. If they want to start a runner at second base in extra innings or whatever, they will start with a 1-1 count for all I care. Do it in the minor leagues, but don't bring that up to the majors. That stuff isn't going to work. Don't mess with the game. I'll tell you what's hurting the game is the infatuation with the home run.
Yes.
This launch angle, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark and beat the shift is part of it. They're trying to hit the ball over the shift, but it's hurting the game. I know that fans like home runs, but that's not baseball. Baseball is about putting the ball in play, fielders making plays, players running the bases, doubles, triples, exciting, the game within the game strategy. What I see is a lot of standing around. And that is an issue. I really think baseball has an issue there if they continue to rely on the home run to carry them.
All right. We're on the same page. And you're on Twitter at?
Ackerman1120.
All right, Tom. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for having me in. Mark Cox back in the big chair tomorrow. I'm Mike Ferguson. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.